We have just ended a very long day. We have been since how many hours? Since noon, we have been attending a very fruitful, two panel sessions on the second. This is our second non-aligned movement First Ladies Summit. We had a First Ladies Summit in Sharm el Sheikh just a few months ago, and this is our second meeting. Somebody might either question why the YNM summit for women and why a second meeting here today. I believe that this is something that is now on my personal agenda, where I'm trying to benefit from any summit that is taking place anywhere in the world, whether it is taking in Egypt, in Sharm el Sheikh, like the last summit we had, the African Union summit, or here in Rome, where tomorrow there will be a summit held here at, in the FAO vicinity. We are trying to give not only first ladies, but women in general, a platform to make their voices heard. And our message is that when issues such as food security are being discussed, or when we're talking about working together to eradicate the problem of hunger, that is the biggest challenge facing humanity today, that women should be part of not only speaking out or not only having a voice, but should be part also of the decisions that are being taken, because these are all problems that affect their daily life and affect the life of their families. Today, after a long meeting, we have come out with a message which we hope that the Director General, Jack Diouf, will present it tomorrow to the heads of state. It is a message emanating from millions of women from the developing countries, and really making a stance that we as first ladies from the NAM movement, who represent more than 2 billion women from developing countries, we call upon the heads of state and government to act now and take concrete measures to place food security as the top priority in all our countries, and to ensure that decisions reflect a strong commitment to the implementation of the Millennium Development Goals and targets and the eradication of poverty by 2025. We also call upon the United Nations to elaborate a coherent strategy to help build the capacity of women in developing countries in order to implement these objectives. So this is just a summary of the message we'll be sending. Of course, it's a longer message, and you can have it circulated if you'd like to have to look into it in further detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Excellency. I'd like to give the floor to the Director General, Dr. Jack Diouf, for a brief presentation, and then we'll go to the Q&A.
Well, just to thank the First Lady of Egypt, Mrs. Suzanne Mubarak, who is Raya of FAO, for having chosen the framework of our organization to foster the challenge of women in rural development, in agriculture, because they represent 60% of production in developing countries. And when I was talking about the fact that one baby dies every 6 seconds of hunger, I was immediately having the image of the milk that was being thrown in the fields, while there are women who, because of hunger, are too weak to breastfeed their child. It is just a world that is not going in a right way, and we are counting on the women, on the first ladies, to be able to influence the present process. And we are very happy that the first ladies have insisted on 2025 as the date to eradicate totally hunger, This is the objective already approved by Latin America, the Caribbean, Spain, and Portugal. And I hope this can also be extended to the rest of the world. So I'll just stop there and thanking Madam Mubarak for continuing the struggle for women and continuing the struggle for more justice and social equity in the world.
C'est Dina Aboulfetour pour la télévision égyptienne, pour Dr Jacques Diouf, directeur général. Aujourd'hui, vous mentionnez le mouvement du Suzam Moubarak pour la paix. Cet mouvement, c'est la première au Moyen-Orient qui fait toutes ces choses, comme on l'a vu maintenant. Comment vous pouvez évaluer cet mouvement?
Vous savez que c'est parce que je suis convaincu de la valeur de l'action de Madame Suzam Moubarak que j'ai été à toutes les initiatives internationales, et notamment pour Gaza, et lorsqu'elle a fait appel à tout le monde pour aider à assurer la nourriture, à assurer un mieux-être à ces populations palestiniennes qui étaient dans une situation extrêmement tragique. J'ai eu le privilège d'être invité par elle et j'y suis allé. Lorsque nous avons parlé du sommet et de l'opportunité qui était offerte de se concentrer au-delà des urgences générales sur les problèmes de la sécurité alimentaire, là aussi, elle a été immédiatement au devant de la scène et elle a relevé le défi. Et je pense que l'importance de la participation, la qualité des débats témoigne de la justesse de la position qu'elle a prise. Et naturellement, nous serons très heureux, je serai très heureux personnellement de présenter ce message aux chefs d'État et de gouvernement et aux chefs de délégation du monde.
سحر ناجي من التلفزيون المصري. سؤالي للسيدة الفاضلة سوزان مبارك. قمة اليوم هي القمة الثانية بتتحدث عن دعم وصول الموارد للمرأة. ستك ناقشتي في جلسة مغلقة التجربة المصرية. كيف جاءت هذه التجربة لتشمل ليس فقط دعم وصول الموارد للمرأة ولكن أيضا تمكين المرأة في شتى المجالات؟
طبعا هنتكلم النهاردة الأساس الكلام كان إزاي يصل كل الإمكانات والأكسسبيليتي للمرأة الأكسس. بنتكلم على حصولها على حقها في الموارد. أولا بنتكلم على الأكسس لللاند, أكسس للكريدت, أكسس للإدوكيشن, أكسس. Maybe I'd speak in English so that the audience understand about essentially the issue of the food security and women's access to resources. And today in all our discussions, we realize that all countries that were present, whether African or Asians or Arab, we all face the same problem that women do not have equal access to the productive resources, especially in the field of agriculture. We see that women produce from 60 to 80% of the food production, and they produce half the world's food production, and yet there is a big gap in the accessibility of women to the required resources. So the discussions today prove that in every single country we have the same problems. They might be different in the matter of education and health, but where land, access to land, access to credit, access to technology, to education, to knowledge, to know-how, there's a big, big gap, a gender gap in these productive resources. And if we are talking about improving the agriculture process, if we are talking about increasing production, then we have to make sure that women have access to these resources. And we shared, of course, our experience in Egypt. We talked about the different projects we have, talk about the telefood program that we are doing with FAO. We talk about the social fund in Egypt, how much we are, the microcredit projects, how much we are giving women the loan to start their own investment and their own private businesses. Now we are supporting now big projects in Egypt, in Al Fiqaria, the 1,000 rural village, and looking at the integrated approach to the quality of life in the rural areas, and in particular, of course, standing beside the rural women to make sure that they receive all their rights.
Dans les pays en voie de développement.
Je pense que le premier point le plus important qui a été soulevé à juste raison par la première dame de l'Égypte, Madame Suzanne Moubarak, c'est la nécessité d'avoir l'information, d'avoir les données, d'avoir les statistiques sur la situation de la femme, son rôle, sa contribution au regard de l'accès aux facteurs de production, à la terre, à l'eau, à la technologie, au crédit, aux intrants, etc. Si on n'a pas les données, on n'a pas de base pour pouvoir faire une programmation, avoir des politiques, etc. Et sur ce plan-là, naturellement, nous nous engageons à renforcer notre effort dans ce domaine, puisque la FAO est la première institution qui a commencé à présenter les données de la sécurité alimentaire, du développement rural en termes de genre. Le deuxième élément soulevé par Madame Moubarak, c'est la nécessité d'avoir des projets concrets qui puissent bénéficier aux femmes. Et le programme Téléfood en est un exemple, parce qu'il permet de collecter des ressources et de les affecter directement à des groupes de femmes, que ce soit dans les cultures maraîchères, que ce soit dans l'élevage, la fabrication du lait ou toutes les activités de nature à générer des ressources et des emplois. L'autre élément qui me semble important, c'est que Madame Moubarak ait donné l'occasion aux femmes des non-alignées et en particulier aux premières dames, qui sont des dames de grande influence, de débattre de ces questions et de pouvoir, dans leurs initiatives au niveau national en faveur des démunis et des pauvres, prendre en compte le problème agricole, le problème rural, surtout en tenant compte du fait que 70% des pauvres dans le monde sont en milieu rural. Et naturellement, les femmes sont celles qui supportent la famille dans ces conditions de pauvreté. Donc voilà, dans les grandes lignes, les éléments que je tenais à porter sur cette question. Je vous remercie.
Say that the Director General, Ms. Suzanne Moubarak, they have other commitments, as you know. It's a long day, and tomorrow is another important day, so I would like to receive another question, please. Last question.
Liana Mistretta, RAI Italian Public Television. I have a question for Mrs. Moubarak. After the first meeting in Sharm el-Sheikh, have you seen any improvement as for the access of women to food? Have you seen an improvement after the first meeting of Sharm el-Sheikh about the situation of women access to food?
Thank you. I wish I could say yes, but this is only just 3 months ago or 2 months ago. I can't say there's an improvement in the actual situation, but what I can say that being here again today, I think this is another step forward that we women are taking. and we will continue to take these steps until we make our voices heard. I mean, as I keep repeating myself, that we depend on the director here, General, for tomorrow to pass on the message that's coming from over 1 billion women in the developing world. And we're talking about food security, we're talking about putting an end to hunger. We have heard so many promises from the international community, so many, in all the meetings we have come out, if it's the G8, if it's what's happened in Aquila, promises and promises, but I don't think that the international community is really delivering. And we need to make sure that they do deliver. And it's just not, it is definitely not a matter of food aid, definitely not a matter of aid, but a matter of helping the developing world with the capacity building, with the necessary technology, with the necessary helping us to provide more education, better health services, and better technology, especially in the agricultural sector. And this is what we are calling for. And unless there's a partnership between the developing world and the developed world, and unless there's a partnership between men and women, I don't think we will ever reach the goal that we are hoping to reach by eradicating poverty and hunger from the world as soon as we can. Thank you.
Thank you, Director General. Thank you.